Ukraine security issue.
Russian troops again shelled the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. The last communication line with the Ukrainian power system was damaged. The situation is completely de-energized. In automatic mode, diesel generators are turned on, which support the power supply of the station to ensure the most necessary needs. As reported in Energoatom, the available fuel reserves for their work in this mode will be enough for 10 days. Meanwhile, the Russian occupiers force the workers of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant to work under the condition of Rosatom. The staff is pressured by the threats of forced mobilization. This was announced by the ex-head of the State Nuclear Regulation Inspection, Grigory Plachkov. According to him, the employees of the station were given 2 weeks to sign the contract. The situation remains rather complicated because there are reports that the employees of Energoatom and the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant are under pressure to be transferred to the Rosatom company in order to somehow legally consolidate the management of the ZNPP. They have been using the station for more than 6 months, both as a military base and as a tool of blackmail and as a tool of intimidation around the world. The world needs to open its eyes to this, introduce sanctions, remove the Russian Federation from decision-making in the IAEA, the UN Security Council, and the United Nations itself, because we have been living on a nuclear tinderbox for the 6 months, said Grigory Plachkov. IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi will go to Russia. Consultations on the plan to create a nuclear safety zone and protection around the ZNPP are planned there. Grossi has already visited Kyiv and declared that the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is Ukrainian, despite Russia's claims that the facility will come under its control. By war against Ukraine and against the international legal order, Russia has placed itself in conditions under which, sooner or later, the liberation of all territories from Russian occupation will come. President Volodymyr Zelensky said this while commenting on Ukraine's legal decision to support the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Japan, including its northern territories, the Kuril Islands, which are under Russian occupation. According to the Ukrainian president, Russia should use its example to show all potential aggressors of the world that an aggressive terrorist war in our time is a way to weaken and inevitably destroy the one who started the war.
Треба звільняти від російської окупації всі землі, які окупанти намагаються.
It is necessary to liberate from the Russian occupation all the lands that the occupiers are trying to keep for themselves. Only in this way we can restore full force to international law, the UN Charter and the entire complex of treaties and conventions in which the international legal order is based will work only when the occupiers lose and the peoples are protected from any occupations, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Due to the fire and partial destruction, traffic on the Crimea Bridge, which connects the Russian Federation with the temporarily occupied peninsula, is blocked. According to local mass media, the fire occurred today, October the 8th, as a result of the detonation of a tanker truck. According to the investigative committee of the Russian Federation, according to preliminary data, 3 people died as a result of the explosion. Due to the disabling of the Crimea Bridge, the logistics of the Russian army may become significantly more complicated. This was announced by the advisor to the Internal Affairs Minister, Vadim Denisenko. The Crimea Bridge, this key logistically connects Russia with Crimea and then with the Kherson region. Logistically, they, the Russians, have a dramatically complicated situation with the supply of everything possible, from food and fuel and ending with weapons to Crimea and the Kherson region, said Vadim Denisenko. Ukrainian law enforcement officers find new burials in the deoccupied territories from the Russian invaders. Two of these were discovered in the liberated city of Liman in Donetsk region. The head of the Donetsk Regional Military Administration, Pavlo Kirilenko, reported on this. According to him, there are about 200 single graves where civilians are buried. In another area, there is a mass grave, in which, according to operational data, there may be both military and civilians. Their exact number has not yet been determined. Ukrainian law enforcement officers registered more than 37,000 Russian war crimes. They will be considered by Ukrainian courts and the International Criminal Court. Traces of hundreds of war crimes committed by the Russian military were discovered after the deoccupation, in particular in the Kharkiv region. These are places of torture and execution of civilians, mass burials of people with signs of violent death. Such crimes have also been recorded in other deoccupied territories, because this is a tactic of the Russian troops, said Dmytro Lubinets, the commissioner of the Verkhovna Rada for Human Rights. This is a massive destruction of civilian infrastructure. I'm sure that a similar situation exists in absolutely all cities that are temporarily or were under Russian occupation. As soon as we liberate the territory, we see that the system of setting up the intimidation of the local population is the same everywhere, said Dmytro Lubinets. The Verkhovna Rada appealed to the UN, parliaments and governments of member countries, the European Union, the Council of Europe to create a special international tribunal against Russia for crimes in Ukraine. Such an international mechanism is needed to bring the Russian leadership to justice for starting a war against Ukraine. Oleg Gavrish, the chief consultant to the Office of the Head of the Office of the President of Ukraine, said. What will this resolution do? We are waiting for the decision of the UN, which will allow us to have such recognition of this tribunal by all countries of the world. Based on this decision, we will create a tribunal. This decision is important for us so that we can count on the support of the whole world, said Oleg Gavrish.